Hey there, VoiceTubers. How have you been? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Winnie, and it's nice to be back. Today's video is why so many fast food logos are almost one color. A logo is something very important for companies as it is the symbol that represents the firm. Speaking of logos, did you know that the top three most recognized logos are Nike, the bitten apple for Apple, and our favorite fast food restaurant when we were kids, McDonald's? Pretty cool, right? Let me know the logos that you like and why you like them in the comments below. Okay, let's get back to our video today. According to the video, there's actually science behind the colors of the logos we see. Let's watch it together to find out why logos of so many fast food restaurants are almost one color. But before that, let's take a look at today's sentence. Turns out it was one of the first colors our ancient ancestors thought important enough to name. Turns out it was one of the first colors our ancient ancestors thought important enough to name. Okay, and it's time for our vocabulary.
今天第一个单字我们要看到的是 ancient. Ancient, 这是一个形容词。它的意思是古老的，年代久远的。比如说，我们可以拿 ancient 来说一个古老的文明，我们就可以说 ancient civilizations， 或者是一个古老的法律，我们也可以说 ancient laws。那我们一起来看一下它的例句。
People have lived in this valley since ancient times.
自古就有人居住在这个山谷里。那这边补充，如果我们想要形容一个人或物品很老，我们也可以说 ancient。比如说，he's got an ancient TV， 就是他有一台老旧的电视。那我们常常在英文啊，我们会调侃这个人，他可能很老派。我们也可以说 ，Wow， he's ancient。下一个单字我们看到的是 ancestor， ancestor， 这也是一个名词，它是祖先的意思。那这边来看一个例句。
There were portraits of his ancestors on the walls of the room.
房间墙壁上挂着他祖先的画像。那我们说祖先，它的相反就是后裔跟子孙。这个字就是 descendant. Descendant. 这边有个例句。
William is a descendant of a British duke.
就是威廉是一位英国公爵的后裔。再来我们看到的字是 name.Name， 相信 name 这个单字呢，大家一定都不陌生。但是我们今天要来看的 name 是动词的 name， 那动词的 name 呢，就是给谁谁谁取名。所以这边就有一个例句
：My husband and I decided to name our son Rupert。
我和我先生决定将我们的儿子取名为 Rupert。那 Rupert 这个名字是在英国非常常见的一个名字。另外呢，如果作为名词的话，我们也可以说名誉或名声，就不是只有名字的这个用法了。来这边看一个例句
：They're trying to restore the good name of the company.
他们在努力挽回公司的声誉。所以以后若要用英文表达名声或声誉，就不是只有 reputation 这个字可以用，也可以用 name。
All right, guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a recording and a comment because that makes me very happy, and I will see you next time.